Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGinc.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Hello, once again, everybody. I'm Jack Kramer, along with Matt Zerger, pinch hitting for Chuck McBee today. We are here at Huntington Park in Columbus. It's Division IV State Semifinal number 2, Rushi against Dalton. Minster won our first game, which started at 10 o'clock this morning. It was quickly played. Minster defeating Toronto by a score of 3-0. The Minster Wildcats plating 3 unearned runs in the first inning on a bases-clearing long high fly ball to deep right off the bat of Isaac Dorston. It was muffed by the Toronto right fielder. All 3 runs scored, and that's all Aaron Ernst needed in pitching a beautiful complete game as Minster topped Toronto 3-0. In our first Division IV state semifinal, Minster awaits the winner of Rushi Dalton in the state championship game tomorrow at 4. The Rushi Raiders have won 10 of 12, 5 in a row, 23-6 on the year. Third-year head coach Kevin Flippo, he's done an outstanding job, and this Rushi team is rolling, hitting and pitching extremely well. No doubt a favorite here in Division IV state semifinal game 2 today versus Dalton, a team which is 16-11 on the year, has won 6 in a row, 10 of the last 12, but lost 3 games in a row at one point in the season, lost back-to-back games on 3 occasions. As I mentioned, Dalton won 16 of 27 games, did lose 11, won tightly played 4-0 in 3-2 games in a moderately weak region. And it's a team which features only 1-2, count them, that's the grand total, 2 seniors. Meanwhile, Rushi's got more experience in its starting lineup and on the roster under head coach Kevin Flippo. That's good reason why Rushi is the favorite here today. Hunter Kohi, who pitched so well, scattering 10 Newark Catholic hits in beating the Irish in the regional championship game, starts today, Matt, for Rushi against Dalton.
Yeah, Hunter had a tough start there. He gave it the 2 runs against Newark Catholic. But then after that, he
He set, and those two runs that North Catholic scored were all with two out.
Right.
And then after that, he settled down and pitched a great game. And he had a couple of keep. He had a pickoff during the middle of the game and had a quick out. And from there, the last two, three innings, he was just dominant.
And he was also outstanding at the plate. He drove in the eventual winning run in that game in a long double at Springfield Municipal Stadium to deep left field, and he had a pickoff of a man at first base that was crucial.
Yeah, he did a little bit of everything in that game. And I think the Raiders are hoping they keep doing a little bit of everything here in this one.
And the top of the order for Rushi in that regional tournament was outstanding at the plate. Dylan Cardagna went 3-for-3 officially, scored a couple runs in the win over Newark Catholic. Drew Sherman had 4 hits in the regional, 3 against Fort Loramie. I thought Rushi did a fine job getting the bat on the ball and hitting it where it was pitched in the regional tournament, the 8-4 win over Fort Loramie and the 3-2 win against Newark Catholic.
And they did that in both games against a lefty. And from looking down the bullpen, the Dalton bullpen before the game, it looks like they'll be facing another lefty here this afternoon.
Yes, it's Adam Manley. That is the starting pitcher for the club from Dalton. Adam Manley sports a fine earned run average of under 2. Doesn't walk many hitters. Throws from the left side. Manley is a junior, 6 feet tall. He'll open the game on the mound for Dalton. Hunter Cohey, who won a 6th game of the season in the victory over Newark Catholic. The 6'3 right-hander on the hill for Rushi. Hunter doesn't necessarily strike out a whole lot of batters. You get the ball in play occasionally. But like Aaron Ernst for Minster, Hunter doesn't allow you to hit the ball very solidly. Newark Catholic found that out. They got the bat on the ball, just could not string together base hits.
And Rushi kind of struggled defensively in the Loramie game. They did a little better against Newark Catholic. They only had 2 errors in that game, and they made some plays when they really need to. I know Jack Dapor had a couple nice catches out in right field, and they had some nice plays all the way around when they really needed it.
You put your thumb right on what could very well be most important in this second game today, as it was in the first game, and that's defense. Rushi did make 6 errors in the first 8 innings in the regional, then played errorless ball the last 6 innings against Newark Catholic. Can't afford a 2 or 3 error game here against Dalton. Yeah, you're the favorite. Dalton's lost 11 contests. But I tell you what, you breathe some confidence into the underdog. Make a few miscues yourself. Let the other team know that maybe you, Rushi, don't think you should be here. And that just might give Dalton a lift. Rushi's got to jump on Dalton right away, get a good start to this game, put a run or two on the board in the first 2 or 3 innings, and show Dalton what Shelby County League Baseball is all about.
And that's that's exactly what Minster did in the first game today.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They jumped out to a quick advantage. Yes, they benefited from that error, but they still had 2 runners on base. They put the pressure on right away, and once they did get those 3 runs, they never let up.
Rushi in tournament play, as we noted, won regional games over Fort Loramie and Newark Catholic, knocked off a highly ranked Newton team in the district 12-2, and defeated Covington 9-1 and Layman Catholic 7-4 in the sectional. It's a Rushi team which has hit the ball extremely well late in the season. It's a club blessed with some very solid seniors. Dalton, meanwhile, is youthful. It's a young team. Dalton didn't expect to get here. It managed to snake its way through a regional that was not real strong. It won close games in sectional and district play, 1-0 and 5-3. It won a 3-2 game over New Regal in the regional championship. So Dalton's made a living.
They were down 1-2-0 in that one, too.
Exactly. Dalton's made a living here in the tourney, winning close games. I can recall about 7 or 8 years ago, Matt, I think it's been at least that long, there was a school by the name of Gibsonburg, came out of the Northwest region, and I'm pretty sure it was Division IV as well. They were several games below 500 in the regular season. Might have finished 500, maybe no more than one game over 500 after ripping through about seven tournament foes. Four of those victories, I think, by one run, including the state championship. They won it all. We're well below 500 in the regular season. Anything can happen in high school baseball. Raiders could not drop their guard here today.
You're exactly right. I want to say that Gibsonburg, didn't they play Jackson Center that year, or was that another year?
Not sure. I don't believe that was the case.
But
in state tournament baseball, strange things can happen, especially among the smaller schools. Don't want to put the onus on Rushi's back too much.
Gibsonburg won the state at 12-17 in 2005.
There you go. That was their final record that year?
That was their final record.
12-17.
And they did beat Jackson Center in the semifinals that year.
Is that right?
And I believe it was
on a
pop-up on the infield that dropped, I believe.
Yeah, Jackson Center had the real good starting pitcher, So, Rushi comes from the stronger conference, the Shelby County League, no question about that. It's more stringent than the Wayne County Athletic League in which Dalton plays, but the Raiders have got to prove it on the field here today. Both entire rosters being introduced. It is cloudless overhead. The high sky was a factor in the first game in that it may have interfered with the play by the right fielder for Toronto in the first inning. He muffed a long high fly ball off the bat of Isaac Dorston. He blew it. It wound up a three-base error. Also in that game, there was a high infield pop that Toronto didn't catch, didn't get a glove on it, went down officially as an infield single. But you've got to be very wary of that extremely high blue sky. Sun is shining brightly, and it's going to be even more of a factor here with a first pitch at 1 o'clock than it was at 10.
Definitely right. And how many clear sky days have we had all spring? It just doesn't happen very often in Ohio.
Count them on one hand.
Probably.
Yeah. Rushi Raiders attired in the bright yellow gold jerseys, blue caps, white pants. Dalton school colors, orange and black. They wear the orange shirts, orange caps. They're wearing gray baseball pants with some black trim on the jerseys and on the trousers. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Our anchors include the following: American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. That's AAG Inc. in Fort Loramie. Marker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna. Holloway Sportswear in Sydney. Local Equipment in Jackson Center. Sydney and Troy Body Car Star. 175 North Stolly in Sydney. 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy. U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. And the Sydney Daily News with the very best sports page coverage around. Our pregame is brought to you by the In-Between, from which we'll hear in just a moment. Additional underwriting sponsors, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, the Bluffton University MBA Program, Brookins in Fort Loramie, Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, Clancy's in Sydney, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, Goffney Furniture in Sydney, Frisch's in Sydney, what is your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney, he gives you his best shot. Primary Eye Care Associates, Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Healthy vision for a lifetime at Primary Eye Care. Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your vet, to your VA benefits. Call 937-498-7282 or go to the web, facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney. Between the drive-in and the hospital, fair price, fast service, call 492-9495. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, on board with us for the last year. here on scoresbroadcast.com. And also a lot of gratitude to a new underwriting sponsor, the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, 2399 Rushi Versailles Road. When you drop in, say hello to Jolene, Chris, and Rachel. Tell them you heard about the Jewelry Barn on scoresbroadcast.com. The best in custom jewelry and jewelry repair. Also carrying a wide variety of fine jewelry at the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, 2399 Rushi Versailles Road, on the web at www.jewelrybarnusa.com. We've got the first pitch, Rushi Dalton, coming up. State semifinal on the line, a berth in tomorrow's state championship versus Minster. The game is next on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
Here is your starting lineup for the visiting Dalton Bulldogs. Leading off the shortstop is Andrew Kandel, spelled K-A-N-D-E-L, pronounced Kandel. Left fielder, Kenton Troyer. Catcher is Alex Alger. Center fielder, Mitchell Clark. Third baseman, Cole Geiser. Hitting sixth, the first baseman, Eric Summers. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Austin Hirschberger. The DH, Colby Hilty, bats in the eighth spot for the pitcher, Adam Manley, a left-hander, and batting ninth in the order, second baseman, Derek Gerber. Rushi Raiders defensively in this game. Dion Putoff at shortstop. Dylan Cradonier's in center field. Drew Sherman, is at third. Hunter Cohey on the mound. Kevin Dries behind the plate. Evan Monier at second. Jack Daypore in right. Daniel Kearns at first base. He'll be DH'd for by Clay George. And Trenton Monin is out in left. 6'3", Hunter Cohey on the mound. Tall, rangy right-hander getting in some warm-up throws. A little bit of a breeze is picked up here during the afternoon hours at Huntington Park, blowing in from center right center. Deepest part of the park is center left center. It's 408 out there, 400 to straightaway center, 365 to the power alleys. Down the lines, 325 and left, 318 with a monster 25-foot-high green wall. And stepping in to start the game, Andrew Kandel, right-hand batting shortstop for Dalton, swings on pitch number one, and hits a ground foul to third. Off the throw to the plate from starting pitcher Hunter Cohey for Rushi. Kandel, a 330 hitter on the year. Legs spread apart, hits a high chopping ball to third, fielded right on the bag by Drew Sherman. Sherman with a long throw, going to be close. Snip team at the bag at first base. Good throw by Sherman as he got that two-hopper right above that white square. It was a fair ball by inches, and Rushi records an out to start the game.
Also a nice play by Daniel Kearns at first base on the stretch to get that throw.
Exactly right, Matt, because it was nip and tuck down there at first base, no doubt about it. Second hitter steps in, Kenton Troyer, left fielder for Dalton. Right-hand batter as well. He looks at a ball, low and away. Outfield for Troyer, pretty much straight away. Dylan Cardonier in center, a little left of center. Sherman even with the bag at third. Swing and a miss on a good low-breaking curveball. Hurled plateward by Cohey. A ball, a strike on the batter for Dalton. Top of the first, one out, none on. Coheed, very high, slow curve above the strike zone, 2-1. Shortstop, Dion put off. Two or three steps in from the grass. Now he inches forward. Here's a ball smacked hard to right center field. Dylan Cordonier on his horse. He's got a beat on it. He hauls it in deep right center. That ball was drilled. A good 315, 320 from home plate. Nice play by Cordonier. He had him pegged. Good effort by Dylan. Two down for Dalton here in the top of the first. Alex Alger, the catcher for Dalton, wears number six, bats from the left side. Coheed's first throw, curveball, didn't break, hung high and away. A ball, no strikes on Alger. Alger, 358 batter on the season. Legs wide apart at the plate, takes it low. Count goes to 2-0. Third baseman Sherman way up on the grass at third. Alger swings and rolls a grounder to second. Easy play for Monier. He gobbles it up, flips it on to Kearns at first base. Out recorded. Dalton gone in the first. 1-2-3. Rushi coming to bat. No score. Bottom of inning number one. Second Division IV state semifinal of the day here on scoresbroadcast.com. Like to let you know about Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Goffney has outstanding high-quality furniture priced just right to meet your needs. For your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee. Take advantage of the Goffney Design Center and room planning service as well. Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office, entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms. Savings are significant. Go to the website for even more dollars off. Use the coupon there at GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, Furniture.com. That's Goffney, 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. That's Route 47, west of I-75. Rushi Raiders will send right-hand batting Dion Putoff to the plate. To hit against Manly, the left-handed hurler for Dalton. Game one, Matt, we saw two right-handers. Ernst for the Minster Wildcats and Zadunik, the righty, the ace for Toronto. Ernst got the best of him, in part as a result of leaky defense by Toronto. Of course, Coheed throws from the right. Manly, the first lefty we will have seen today. Rushi lived in the regional, Matt, by hitting the ball where it was pitched. Dylan Cordonier, Kevin Dries, all through the lineup, top to bottom. That pitch on the outside half was laced to right, right center, and center by right-hand batters. And Rushi needs to stay on that same page, put the ball in play, and put pressure on Dalton and Manly right out of the gate here in the first inning.
And Manly from the warm-up tosses looks very similar to Mittendorf of Laramie and Mummy of Newark Catholic last week, so it should be fairly comfortable facing another lefty.
Dion Putoff, outstanding batting average throughout the course of the year. Fakes a bunt, draws the bat back, and looks at a strike to start the game offensively for the Raiders. In on the corners are Dalton infielders way up at third and first. Putoff takes it high and away for a ball. Put off at a couple big base knocks against Fort Loramie. Takes a pitch, a strike at the knees. Manly a six-footer. He's not stout. Will rely on control. Doesn't walk many. Only about one batter every five or six innings. Put off turns on an inside pitch and scorches one deep down the left field line. It is curling foul into the stands. 15 feet to the left of the foul line. Short of the foul pole, Putoff put a charge into that one as he blasted it a good 300 feet from home plate.
That might be the furthest hit ball we've seen all day.
I think so. Here's the 1-2 pitch to Putoff. Slow breaking curveball, chopped to third. on one hop, snagged by the Dalton third baseman. Throw is low, scooped out by the first baseman. And Dalton retires, put off on a ground ball to third base. Nice play by Cole Geiser at third. And Eric Summer scooped it off the dirt at first. Here's Dylan Cordonier. Cordonier was strong offensively versus Newark Catholic. And he continues where he left off in the regional. He spanks a line drive to the right of second base into right center. A clean single for Cordonier. As he stepped into the first pitch and whack. Cordonier at first with one down. Here's Drew Sherman. Boy, he sparkled. Five hits in the regional. Drew also from the right side. Wide open stance. Left foot points toward the third base bag. Then he straightens up with the stride. Good lead down there at first for Dylan Cordonier. Outfield playing Sherman on the lines. Left fielder shading the left field line. Right fielder shading the right field line. And Sherman skies one to straightaway left. Easy play for Kenton Schroyer. Can of corn. He looks up into the sunlit skies, hauls it in. Cordonier trots back to first. Two down for Rushi in the bottom of the first inning. Here is Hunter Cohey. Cohey drilled the big double against Newark Catholic, which ultimately was the deciding run. Of course, Rushi will have to be wary all day long of the move to first base from the left-hand pitcher, Manley. Cohey, like Sherman, open stance. Manley throw. Sherman takes it, or I should say Cohey takes it, wild high. Ball one. So many thanks to Rushi sponsors on the web with us on scorersbroadcast.com, including the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. Gratitude to them on the web with us since March of 2016 during the high school basketball tournament a year ago. Thank you, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum. 2-0 pitch to Cohey. Inside, off the plate, a good foot, 3-0. Manley so far, Matt, wants no part of big Hunter Cohey.
Not so far.
Throw over to first. Cordonier back. Let's see if Manley throws a strike to Cohey. 3-0 or 3-1 pitch might be a good one to steal on. The pitch to Hunter. Way upstairs, ball four. Manley not even near the strike zone on any one of the four pitches to Cohey. Rushi with a threat. Two down in the first. Runners at first and second base.
Catcher number four, Kevin Dries.
And here comes Kevin Dries to the plate for Rushi. Dries from the right side. Squared away at the plate. Left foot even with the right. And he swings and pounds a ground ball back up the middle over the mound. Past the pitcher. Rolling into center field. Scampering around third. Dylan Cordonier racing home with the game's first run. The Rushi Raiders are on top. One zip. And the runner on first for Rushi dashed all the way around second to third on the single to center by Dries. That's what we talked about in the pregame. Rushi's right-hand batters, Matt, so adept at taking the ball back up the middle and to the right side.
That was definitely a nice hit by Kevin Dries. Kevin kind of struggled there during the regional, so that was good to see that. That's the first at bat, he picked it right back up again.
Evan Monier steps in. Runners at first and third. Two down here in the first. Throw over to first base. Yep, so far Manley, the left-hander for Dalton, not fooling Rushi batters at all. Leads at first and third. Monier takes high and in for a ball.
When you've seen a lefty now for three straight games and they've been pretty much the same kind of guy.
It's a good point. As you alluded earlier, Middendorf for Fort Loramie a lefty, Mummy for Newark Catholic a lefty, Manley a lefty. Swing, miss, ball gets away from the catcher. Passed ball, coming home from third with a run is Rushi. Kohee danced in. Ball got away from the signal caller. Alex Alger rolled a good 12 feet behind him. And Kohee was quick on the trigger right away. He took off for home plate, and he zipped plateward and got in easily. Rushi scoring two here in the first. Runners at, or I should say one runner on at second. Monier swings at an up and away changeup. Couldn't get it. Two balls and a strike on him. Rushi with two runs here in the top of the first inning. Monier fouls out of play to the right. Count now even up at two and two. Well, Matt, we talked in the pregame about the significance of Rushi making a statement early, letting Dalton know that it's the favored club and it's going to strike first. And Rushi did just that in the first inning with a couple markers to take a two-zip advantage.
Thought that foul ball was going to head your way, Jack.
Just missed us by 10 feet. Count remains 2-2. Slow breaking curve inside corner.
Nice.
Yes, it was. Caught looking as Monier, but Rushi begins strong. Couple runs from the Raiders in the opening frame. Rushi leads Dalton 2-0 as we enter the second inning of play. So many thanks to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed and Pemberton Jackson Center and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program, finishing 2 years, go one night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. And Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Our Clancy's stars of the game in game one, Matt, were for Minster.
It was the Niemeyer and the Ernst.
John Niemeyer in right field, Aaron Ernst on the mound. Yep. Splendid games from them to lead the way for Minster in our opening D4 state semifinal here today. State championship game tomorrow at 4. Keep in mind the OHSAA radio network around the state and Spectrum Television will both have that game live. We will not be covering. OHSAA radio network and Spectrum TV will have the game tomorrow at 4. Unfortunately, for about 3 months, I've had wedding planning duty on the books for the first Saturday of June, and I am out of town. Mitchell Clark steps in for Dalton to begin action here in the top of the second. Rushi, the home team, took advantage of its first at bat and jumped on Dalton to lead 2-0. Kohee winds, fires outside and low for a ball. Mitchell Clark, center fielder, 355 on the year, bat from the right side, low and away by Kohee again. And with a 2-0 lead, Hunter needs to settle in and just throw strikes. Make Dalton put the bat on the ball. Kohee winding, firing, it's up high, ball three. 3-0. Somebody did some research, there was talk up in the press booth where folks were eating refreshments between games. In 9 of the last 10 years in regional play, only I think all state semifinals and finals, but in 1 or 2 years have been won by the team with a pitcher who allowed the fewer number of walks in the game. 8 or 9 of the last 10 years.
I believe it.
Yeah.
Because usually everybody, you know, they're going to get their hits.
Yes.
You're a regional level team, you're a state level team, you're going to be a good hitting team. It's the walks, the errors.
Exactly.
That's the difference.
Yep. Kohee has just walked Mitchell Clark with 4 straight, and he's on at first. And Kohee throws over there. Clark steps back. Cole Geiser, the third baseman with number 9 on his back, steps in. Another throw to first base. Kohee almost got him. Ball got away from Kearns, though. Hunter picked off a man in the victory over Newark Catholic in the regional final, and that was a big pickoff. Came at a significant time in that game. Newark Catholic had the tying run at third, go-ahead run at first. That was the second out in that inning against Newark Catholic, the pickoff at first, and then a fly ball. A couple pitches later ended the inning, and Newark Catholic was held to a goose egg, didn't score. The count is a strike on Geiser. Another throw to first by Cohey. Clark, the center fielder, good wheels. First on the Dalton team in stolen bases. There he goes. Slow curveball is high. Throw down to second is to the right of second base into right center field. Dylan Cordonier scoots in, backs it up, and has the baseball. And the man who walked, Clark, is on down at second now. The count on Geiser, a ball and a strike. Or was that the third pitch? Did the scoreboard register?
No, that's correct. That's, one ball, okay. One strike.
Just double-checking myself. Cohey looks back at second. Pitch to Geiser, foul to the screen, 1-2. A new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com, the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. So pleased to have the Jewelry Barn on high school sports on scoresbroadcast.com. Slow breaking curveball, swung on and missed, a whiff by the hitter. Big time cut by Geiser. He got a lot of hot air on that one as Cohey pulled the string. Key strikeout, one down now for Dalton in the top of the second inning. Runner on second, Rushi leading 2-0. Eric Summers steps in, right-hand batting first baseman. And Cohey, pitching in reverse, begins him with off-speed. It's a strike called.
We saw how effective that was earlier with Ernst. Maybe he's taking a page out of that book.
Cohey throws in the dirt. The ball skips away from Dries, rolling off to the right. Runner on second, hustles on to third. That's probably a wild pitch.
Yeah, it bounced in the dirt and kicked away from Dries. That should be a wild pitch.
Did Rushi score the run on what was officially called a pass ball,
yes,
or wild pitch?
Pass ball.
That's what I thought it was at the time. That came in the bottom of the first. That's how Rushi plated one of its two. Pitch to Summers, low and away. Runner at third now for Dalton. Runner at third base for Dalton, which has not recorded a hit yet. There's a ball smacked back up the middle. Put off, fields near second, looks at third, throws on to first, and it got away from Kearns. He didn't make the stab. Run scores from third. Dalton's got a runner at first and a threat going in the top of the second inning. Don't know if Kearns took his eye off that ball at first, if the runner might have bothered him. Put off throw, looked to be good enough, had the runner by a step and a half or two. Rushi was going to give up the run.
Summers will get an RBI for that.
Here's a ground ball back up the middle off the bat of the next batter. Fielded near second base by Putoff. Steps on the bag. Whips a throw to Kearns. No mistakes this time. It's a DP. Double play turned in by Rushi. Dalton gets a run back in the top of the second inning. And we'll take a moment's break to hear from Wilson Health Sports Medicine. We remind you that Rushi leads 2-1 as we move into the bottom of the second inning here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Vanclifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, perform successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is Jack Kramer with Matt Zerker filling in today for Chuck McBee on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi starts the bottom of the second inning by spanking a single to center field. Boy, the Raiders are hitting the ball right on the button. That was Jack Dayforce stepping in and clouding that one to center, Matt.
The center fielder was just, he was in the in-between. Do I go dive for it? Do I just let it fall?
Paralyzed for a moment, that cost him.
Yep.
So Dayforce's on with a hit. Here's a nice bunt by Rushi back toward the mound. Manly fields on the third hop, has no choice but to flip on to first to get the out there. Nice job by the Rushi Raiders. Clay George DHing for Kearns at first, and now Rushi quickly attempts to get the run back. Dalton scored in the top of the inning. Runner at second for the Raiders, and one out. Manley's pitch comes plateward, and it's fouled back by Trenton Monin to the screen.
This is exactly what you need to do with Rushi being the home team. You took the 2-0 lead in the first. Now, anytime that Dalton scores, you need to try to match that.
Yep, keep your foot on the pedal. Slow breaking curveball, and that's a beaut. Inside corner, just above the knees, 0-2 on Trenton Monin, left fielder for Rushi. Brenner at second, one out. High fastball, he whipped at it. He's out on strikes. Manly trying to come back strong. The Dalton pitcher, two down now for Rushi. In the bottom of the second, Raiders lead it 3-1. Locale Equipment, one of our fine underwriting sponsors, will be heard at the end of the second inning. Here's an attempted bunt fouled at the plate off the leg of the hitter. Trying to put one down was Dion Putoff. He's got good wheels. He can pick him up and lay him down. Two away for Rushi now. Bottom of inning number two. Two-one in favor of the Raiders. Did I mistakenly a moment ago say 3-1, Rushi? I may have. If not, it's 2-1. Correct me if I erred. Swing and a miss. Put off down 0-2. That pitch almost hit him inside at the belt. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2. Outfield plays put off straight away with two strikes. The third baseman is back a step or two. Manly into the stretch. Put off swings. Turns on one. Goffs it deep to left. It's hooking down the line. Out of play, foul.
That's two of them today for Dion.
Mm-hmm.
Just needs to straighten it out.
He's hit two quite a distance to left field into foul ground. Way back up in the seats. Here's the pitch to put off. Grounded on one hop. Back to Manly. Off the handle of the bat. Easy play for the Dalton pitcher. Lob on to first. Out recorded. So Rushi Raiders threaten in the second. Don't score. We played two full. It's Rushi 2, Dalton 1, second division 4 state semifinal of the day. Minster won the first one, 3-0 over Toronto. Rushi leads here by a run over Dalton on scoresbroadcast.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from LaCal equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
LaCal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to LaCal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are LaCal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home. We move along to the top of the third inning. Rushi leads Dalton by a score of 2-1. Hunter Kohee gave up a run in the second when Dalton got one home without the aid of a hit in that inning. We had an inning in game one today in which Toronto got three hits and a walk against Minster and didn't score. Three hits, a base on balls, no runs. And then here in game two, Dalton scores a run in an inning, the second frame of this game, without a base hit.
That's baseball.
Yep, that you're exactly right. It's all about when you get your hits, timely hitting. That's what it's all about. Two strikes on the hitter. Kohee winding, firing, just missed outside. One and two. One and two, and Colby Hilty, the DH, fine right-hand batter, makes a late golf attempt at a pitch inside and low and comes up empty. He's out on strikes. Derek Gerber, second baseman, stands in. Gerber bats from the right side. Light hitting offensive player. Kohee winds, fires, knee high, outside corner, a strike. As I mentioned, Dalton's lineup features a number of underclassmen. Only seniors are Hershberger and Clark. Here's a swing, line drive right field. Coming on Dayport, gets it on a hop. Throw to first, out at first base. Oh, what a play. Dayport to Kearns. Line single to right off the bat of Hilde. Outfield was bunched up. Weakest hitter in the offensive lineup for Dalton.
Nine hitter.
Yep, was the nine man. And Dayport was very short in right field. What a play. Right field to first base. Almost saw that happen in the regional. Runner beat it at first base by a step. Two outs. Good defensive play by Rushi. Swing, hard ground ball left side in the hole between third and short. Base hit. Andrew Candell, the leadoff batter for Dalton, gets a two-out single. Now the importance of that play in right field really shows up.
Definitely. That's the first hit for Dalton.
First base hit for Dalton. As Matt noted, we are in the top of the third. Rushi leads 2-1. Kenton Troyer steps in. What did he do first trip to the plate, Matt?
He had a fly ball to right center to Cadonier.
Yep, Cadonier made a nice play. Back in the first inning, throw to first, runner back. Dalton, Nick Kohee for a run without the assistance of a hit in the second and has the tying run on board now in the top of the third with one away. Or I should say two away. Low outside pitch for a ball. Troyer took it. 2-0.
Oh, you're right. It would have been one away if not for the play by Dayport in right field.
Exactly. Outfield is fairly shallow for Troyer, the third hitter in the lineup for Dalton. Runner bluffed to go to second. Pitch by Kohee high. A ball on the hitter for Dalton, who squares, fakes a bunt, pitches high and inside, off the mitt of Dries, rolls behind him to the left. He runs it down, and the Dalton base runner dances down to second base in scoring position with two away. Kohee behind in the count, 2-0. He's pitching behind to hitters perhaps a little more often than he would prefer.
were going to score that last play, a pass ball.
I would agree with that official ruling. Kohee into the stretch. Here's the pitch inside, below the waist, clearly a ball. Runners aboard, two on for Dalton. Top of the third, 2-1 Rushi.
Catcher number six, Alex Alger.
And now Alex Alger, the catcher for Dalton, steps in. Alger, 358 on the year. Big at bat. We allude to timely hitting in baseball often, and this is one of those key situations which can define the outcomes of games. Two out base hits. Slow curveball, Kohee strike. That was a high strike, breaking ball. Might have gotten away with one. Alger was looking for more speed. Two on, two out for Dalton. Down 2-1 to Rushi in the third. High and away for a ball. 1-1 count on Alger. Minster won the first game, beating Toronto 3-0. Minster is in the state championship tomorrow at 4. Kohee's pitch, slow breaking curveball, didn't snap off enough. It hung outside. It's 2-1. Kohee continues to work dangerously behind. Left-hand batter Alger takes a pitch on the outside corner. Kohee needed that one. It just caught the black on the edge. Two balls, two strikes. Kohee calls time, wants to chat with his battery mate, Kevin Dreese, the catcher.
Interesting to see if they continue to pitch outside.
Sherman, a step behind the bag, off the line at third. Infield bunched up in the middle. Runners at first and second for Dalton. Two down, top of the third. Rushi, 2, Dalton, 1. 2-2 pitch to Alger. Left-hand batter waves the bat, looks at it. Way outside off the plate. Count is full.
Runners from first and second will be going on this full count pitch with two out.
Kohee into the stretch. Throws plateward in the dirt. Blocked Madrice. Runners advance to second and third and ball four. And Dalton's got him loaded. Mitchell Clark comes calling.
Third hitter, number 10, Mitchell Clark.
355 batter. Very good center fielder for Dalton. Crucial situation now for Kohee and the Raiders. Bases are full for Dalton. Tying run at third, go ahead, run at second. Kohee fires. Uh-oh, Clark turns on one and pulls one down the left field line. It's fair by 10 feet. It rolls all the way to the foul pole at the 325 marker. Runner on second scores easily. Runner on first with two outs was going on the crack of the bat, and he skips around the bases. He's in, and Dalton goes ahead 4-2. Bases clearing double by Mitchell Clark. Boy, he hammered that ball, wasn't fooled one bit. He jumped on a Kohee curveball and rammed it into the left field corner. Timely hitting.
That's set up by the two walks.
Yep. Often our theme when talking about high school baseball, bases on balls, timely hitting. And Dalton has made the most of two hits in this game and has produced four runs.
All of it coming now with two out. Mm-hmm. They had the out at first on the 9-3 play for the second out, and then a hit to start this rally, two walks, and now a three-run double.
Cole Geiser, the third baseman, steps in for Dalton with a runner down at second. Two away here in the third, and Dalton leading by a score of 4-2. Kohee peers back at second base. Throws to Geiser, slow curveball, trickled foul off to the left. How many pitches for Hunter Kohee so far with two down here in the third, Matt?
He's now at 43, but only 22 for strikes.
That is an important number. Kohee winds, fires, slow curveball, snapping in and over for a strike. 0-2 on the batter. Let's see if Kohee wastes some high heat, see if the batter will chase here. There's the high fastball out of the zone. two strikes and a ball on Geiser, the third baseman for Dalton. Chokes up an inch or two from the knob. Open stance at the plate. Yeah, you'd prefer your strike-ball ratio to be, what, two strikes for every ball at least anyway? Swing, looping liner towards short. Put off right in his tracks. Waits and catches for the out. That ball was hit down on the label. Not tagged very hard. Rushi gets the out to prevent further damage, but Dalton strikes for three in the top of the third inning to lead Rushi 4-2. We head to the bottom of the third here on scoresbroadcast.com. I'd like to remind you we're on the web here on scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks to the Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, the U.S. Bank 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Sydney and Troy Body Car Star, 175 North Stolly in Sydney, and 15 South Kings Chapel in Troy, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. As well in Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company in Superior Aluminum, and the Jewelry Barn, a new underwriting sponsor here on scoresbroadcast.com. Thank you so much, the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. In Anna, a couple of underwriting sponsors, gratitude to Wells Brothers, Inc., which now includes eight growing divisions, and Adams Tech Solutions, on-time, high-tech computer solutions, plus customized promotional items like T-shirts, mugs, pens, and more. Adams Tech Solutions in Anna near McCartyville. The Rushi Raiders bat here in the bottom of the third inning. Dylan Cordonier angles a foul off to the left. Strike one on him. The left-hander Manley on the hill for Dalton. Manley throws to Dylan. It's down below the zone in the dirt. A strike and a ball. Yep, Rushi now needs base hits. Raiders about hit Dalton, but trail by two on the scoreboard. Slow breaking curveball, high bouncing ball to short. Shortstop for Dalton roams to his left near the bag, gloves, fires, out at first base. The quick Dylan Cordonier is retired.
Third baseman number 10, Drew Sherman.
Shortstop Candle to the first baseman Summers, one gone for Rushi. Drew Sherman comes plateward, hits from the right side against the lefty Manley. Pitch to Drew is sprayed to the right side on the ground. The first baseman Summers off to his right a couple steps, grabs, and outruns Sherman to the bag. Two away for Rushi in the third. 4-2 Dalton.
Pitcher number six, Hunter Cohey.
Hunter Cohey at the plate now. Cohey walked in his first trip, right, Matt?
Yes.
Swing, or I should say a check swing, low curveball to Cohey, ball one. Yeah, Cordonier and Sherman had gotten base hits earlier in this game. Cohey swings, misses, a ball and a strike. Hey, what if Hunter ties into one? He can hit one out to left, no question. Swings and hits a foul, looping it up against the screen, one and two. Left fielder for Dalton, the left fielder for Dalton hugging the line about 40 feet off it. Cohey looks at a pitch low and in, two and two. Steady diet of breaking stuff for Hunter Cohey. Here is the 2-2 pitch by Dalton's pitcher Manley. Fouled up on the screen, still 2-2 on Cohey. Dalton with a 4-2 lead over Rushi in the bottom of the third. And we will hear from Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed at the end of the third inning, one of our fine underwriting sponsors. Here's an off-speed changeup. Cohey's way out in front, and he whiffs at that one for strike three. Good inning for Adam Manley, the starting pitcher for Dalton. Three innings complete. Dalton 4, Rushi 2 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, BambauerFertilizer.com.
And the pesky Dalton Bulldogs fell behind Urushi 2-0. Rallied for a run in the second, three more in the third, and Dalton leads the Raiders by a score of 4-2. Hunter Cohey, the pitcher for Urushi, threw up a goose egg in the first inning. Dalton was scoreless. But Dalton's found the range offensively since. Cohey's been his own worst victim. A couple big bases on balls in the three-run inning, the third, for Dalton. Cohey's first pitch, starting off the fourth, is blown away a ball. Second pitch outside the zone as well, 2-0. Cohey fires again inside corner for a strike. Eric Summers, tall, rangy first baseman for Dalton, steps in. He had a nice play unassisted in the previous inning for Dalton defensively. Scoreboard now reads 3-0. I may have gotten ahead of myself on the count. 3-0 on Summers. And Cohey swings and misses at a low pitch. Scoreboard was in error, had not registered an earlier strike. That's what had fouled me up. A swing and a miss there by Summers makes it 3-2. There's a ball squibbed to the right side. Kearns goes wide right about 10 feet, gets it. And Hunter Cohey runs toward first, gets the lateral. Nice play. Kearns, Cohey out at first base. Summers is retired.
Close play there at first, but combination of Kearns and Cohey did a nice job on that ball. Like you said, that ball was really wide at first.
It was a pool cued to the right side of the infield. It's often a tricky decision for the first baseman. Does that ball have enough speed on it to get to the second baseman, allowing the first baseman to retreat and take the throw back at the bag, or does the first baseman go eat it up and look for help from the pitcher? Swing, ground ball to short. Put off charges, even with the second base bag. Good throw to first. Ruled an out. Dalton, coach at first, wants a safe call. Kearns was on the bag. Man retired.
The umpire looked like at first they're going to have a discussion on this, I think.
Was the first baseman in contact with the bag?
Right.
And will the plate umpire help out the first base umpire who might be seeking assistance? In fact, the first base umpire is motioning, hey, let's come together and talk about it. A conference occurs between the mound and the first base bag. The out was recorded, put off to Kearns.
They're going out. That was strange. He at first went somewhat safe, and then he went out. It was very confusing. But in the end, it works out for the Raiders.
Out call stands without the benefit of instant replay, although maybe it happened in the minds of the other three officials.
Right.
Two down for Dalton, top of the fourth. Urushi trailing 4-2. Curveball, Cohey high, ball one. Austin Hershberger, right fielder, steps in here for Dalton. Hershberger swings. And golf's one, a looper behind the mound. The athletic Hunter Cohey, with his back to home plate, catches it running toward shortstop.
Great play by Cohey. If he doesn't get it, it's a no man's land. That's a hit.
Yes, it's an infield single without question. Well, we'll hear from Wilson Health Sports Medicine momentarily. We tell you that Dalton goes down in order in the top of the fourth. Rushi coming to bat in the bottom of the fourth inning. Our score, Dalton 4, Rushi 2 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Meet the team at Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine. Our physicians, trainers, and therapists are highly skilled and treat injuries unique to student athletes. Wilson athletic trainers serve specific schools and are on site at sports contests. The Injured Athlete Clinic is open Mondays. Sports enhancement programs boost strength, speed, and flexibility. Phone 937-498-5548 or visit wilsonhospital.com. Wilson Memorial Sports Medicine in Sydney, keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
A new underwriting sponsor on scoresbroadcast.com, the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. In diamond grading and color stone grading, the Jewelry Barn is certified by the Gemology Institute of America. That's important. Remember that. Offering the best in custom jewelry and jewelry repair, also carrying a wide variety of fine jewelry, the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Offering ear piercing, batteries for watches, appraisals, free jewelry inspection for worn-out prongs and loose stones. Doing all repairs in the store, the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, 2399 Rushi Versailles Road. Check them out on the web at jewelrybarnusa.com. Tell Jolene, Chris, and Rachel you heard about the Jewelry Barn in Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi to bat, bottom of the fourth. Swing, ground ball, politely to second base. Easy out recorded. Kevin Dries went to the right side. And the second baseman for Dalton, Derek Gerber, managed to chew it up on the ground and flip a throw on to Summers at first as Dries went reaching for a changeup. After a sluggish start, Manley has settled in now for Dalton here in the bottom of the fourth inning with one retired, leading 4-2. There's a low strike right at the knees.
He's retired 8 of the last 9.
Evan Monier in the box, slightly open stance. Swings, hits a looping foul right field into the bullpen. And the count, a ball and two strikes. Manley, unlike Kohi, for the most part, pitching ahead in the count, getting a first strike on batters.
Makes a big difference.
Yep, Hunter has been 1-0-2-1, maybe a little too often than he would like. Here's a fastball inside, just missed. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Evan Monier here for Rushi. In the bottom of the fourth with one down and Dalton leading 4-2. Manley throws again. Slow change, grounded foul at the end of the Dalton dugout. Rushi Raiders with the better record on the year, 23-6. Dalton 16-11. Hard ground ball to third off the bat of Monier. Good play by the third baseman for Dalton. Gets it right in his tracks. It's Cole Geiser, even with the bag, and throws a dart to Summers at first. Two ground balls, two outs for Rushi here in the bottom of the fourth. Jack Dapor steps in. First pitch to Dapor is in. A strike called, waist high outside corner. Manley again up in the count. Slow breaking curve, Dapor waves at it, 0-2. Well, you can tell Manley picking up steam. He's got confidence now. He'll have the 8-9 hitters in the fifth for Rushi should he get Dapor right here. There's a ball high out of the zone. Two strikes and a ball in Dapor. Manley, curveball. Dapor's lunging for it and lofts it out behind second base, short center field. Who's got it? Second baseman, center fielder, caught, but Dalton. Good play in the outfield. Nicely done by Derek Gerber. Boy, he was battling the sun. Center fielder might have been calling for it. Second baseman called him off. Gerber took charge. Up and out in order. Rushi in the fourth. Dalton leads the Raiders by a score of 4-2. We head to the fifth. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. One of our fine underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Along with Frisch's in Sydney, what's your favorite thing? Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. The Bluffton University MBA program, finishing 2 years, go one night a week. And Barker Insurance, serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972. Barker, with a reputation that is tops. Second to none. For many years now, Barker, the number one most valued agency in the area. Barker Insurance will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you, representing firms like Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, to name a few. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs to perfection when served by Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. North of Sydney, County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, south of Anna, you get the picture. That's where Barker Insurance is located. Number one is Barker. Phone 937-492-1857, 492-1857. Tell Denny Barker and everybody at Barker Insurance you heard all about Barker Insurance here on scoresbroadcast.com. Dalton comes to bat here in the top of the fifth, leading 4-2. First hitter squirts a ground ball to the right side. Coming in, Monier, 1-2 steps, eats it up for Rushi, flips on to Kearns for the out. Ground outs aplenty right now, both sides, Rushi and Dalton. Game starting to get late. Top of the fifth, one away. Rushi down two.
Both pitchers are starting to settle in.
Andrew Candell steps in for Dalton. Takes a pitch low and away. He's the shortstop, 330 hitter on the year. Hunter Cohee throws a pitch a little bit low. Don't think Hunter liked that call. 2-0. Again, Cohee pitching behind in the count. 2-0 pitch. Looped, humpback liner, center fielder. Here comes Cordonier. He's on his horse, galloping in. Got it for the out. Nice play, Dylan Cordonier. Two down for Dalton. Only five hits in this game so far, with two down, top of the fifth.
But it's like we've said before, it's when you get the hits.
Mm-hmm. Four runs, two hits for Dalton. Kenton Troyer steps in. What's a Troyer done so far today at the plate, Matt?
He fly ball to center and then walked to set up that three-run third inning.
Cohee throws. It is a little bit low. 2-0. Two straight hitters behind. 2-0 is Cohee. Hunter swings into action, fires one in for a strike. Two balls a strike on Troyer for Dalton. Outfield plays him straight away. Sherman even with the bag at third. Swing and a miss at a high fastball. Some good zip on that one from Hunter. Two balls, two strikes, 2-2 on Troyer. Fifth hitter in the lineup for Dalton, who swings, pulls a line drive over Sherman's head, down the left field line, into the bullpen. Could be a double. And turning first, hustling hard into second base goes Troyer. Stand up two-bagger along the left field line for Dalton. The two-out hit here in the fifth.
Catcher number six, Alex Alger.
Alex Alger steps in from the left side, a chance to produce a timely two-out hit and generate a fifth run for Dalton, which already leads 4-2. Cohee tries to put the stops on Dalton right here. Swing at the plate and a towering pop fly foul near the Dalton dugout. Who's got it, Dries or Sherman? Cohee is there also. Sherman makes the snag for Rushi, a foul pop out. And Cohee is out of trouble here in the fifth. We head now to the bottom of the fifth with Dalton still leading Rushi 4-2 in this second Division IV state semifinal. Minster won the first game today, 3-0 over Toronto, and awaits this winner in the state championship game tomorrow at 4. We will not be covering the state final tomorrow. The Ohio High School Athletic Association radio network and Spectrum TV will have it statewide. Minster is in the championship game. We know that for sure. And the winner of this contest provides the opponent. Yep, Hunter Cohey, unlike the game against Newark Catholic, Matt, when he gave up 10 hits, allowed only 2 runs, just the reverse today, limiting the opposition to just 2 hits in 5 innings. But Dalton's been able to scratch out 4 runs thanks to that timely long double to the left field corner.
Right. Looks like Jack Dapor warming up in the bullpen for the Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
Cohey doesn't have a whole lot of pitches, but at this point, Rushi can't afford to fall further behind, and he's probably just throwing right now because he's out there playing right. So right now is a good time that he can get some warm-up pitches because he was the last batter of the last inning.
Yep, good point. Rushi, Raiders need base runners. Bottom of the fifth inning, Clay George steps in. So far today, what has Clay George done at home plate, Matt?
He had a sacrifice bunt there in the second after Dapor started the inning with a single.
Yep, it was a very good bunt by George, who looks at a ball up and away, ball one on him. Strike called on the outside corner at the belt. 1-1 on George. Bottom of the fifth. Dalton 4, Rushi 2. Pitch to George. Swung on, curveball, laced to right center. Is it up the gap? It is between the right and center fielder. All the way to the warning track. George scurries around first. And he turns on the afterburners and rips his way into second base with a gapper to right center. That's the way to start the bottom of the fifth for Rushi.
Especially with the bomb they were, it's really important. Rushi needs to get a run here and at least get it to 4-3 with 2 innings to go.
Exactly. And if you can continue to be productive here in the number 9 spot, boy, you've got 1, 2, 3, 4 coming up to do even more damage and get Manley, the pitcher for Dalton, on the ropes here in the bottom of the fifth inning.
Actually, a little surprised he didn't at least show a bunt maybe there at the start with a 9 batter.
First pitch to Trenton Monin, taking strike at the knees. Second pitch, taking strike at the knees as well. 0-2. Manley out ahead. Outfield pretty deep for Monin, trying to prevent the long two-base hit. Here's a slow curve, nubbed in the ground toward third. Will it stay fair? No, it trickles off foul.
That would have been big, especially with 2 strikes. That would have stayed fair.
Yeah, that was a base hit all the way. Dalton had no chance to get Monin at first. Third baseman Geiser was charging, but he gave up on it. Here's the 2-strike pitch to Monin for Manley. Uh-oh, it plunked him. Left forearm, got him. Inside curveball, jammed him. Monin leaned in to get a swing at it. Then the breaking pitch caught him down below the elbow, forearm or wrist area. It was not a fastball.
He's trying to shake it off.
Curveball fooled him a little bit. He tried to get out of the way of it. Once he saw it was breaking in on him, couldn't do it. That was a...
Now, I got to think that Rushi's going to bunt here.
Yeah.
Put off as a very good bunter.
That was a poor...
That would put the 2 runs in scoring position.
Uh-huh. That was a poor 2-strike pitch for Manley.
Is.
Good bunt out in front of the plate. Manley...
Nobody covered first.
Uh-oh. Manley looked at third. Nobody covered first. The first baseman, Summers, charged. The second baseman for Dalton went to second to cover there. And Rushi has got something going big time here in the bottom of the fifth. A hit batsman followed immediately by a bunt that should have resulted in one out at first at any rate. But Dalton gets nobody. And now the bases are clogged with Raiders down 4-2 in the bottom of the fifth inning.
And you got the 3 guys coming up that you want to have coming up. Dylan Cardano has been as hot as anybody.
That was put off who punted. The pitch to put off, pitch in the dirt, but he missed it. Strike one. Wow. Well, normally in that situation, you've got the second baseman coming in behind the first baseman to cover at the bag. Second baseman went to second base. First baseman came home to field the bunt. Slow curveball swung on and missed by Cordonier. Boy, he chased that one out of the zone. 0-2. Need bat contact here.
Yes. You got to have something here. Yeah,
fly ball, a sack fly.
Something.
Cordonier takes it way up high. 2-1. Dalton leads 4-2. Bottom of the fifth. Rushi has managed to get the bases full with none out. Pitch to Cordonier. Curveball. Drilled left center field. It could be all the way to the fence. No one gets it. Between the left fielder and center fielder. One run scores. Two run scores. Throw to the plate. Not in time. Rushi takes the lead. 5-4. Bases clearing two-bagger by Cordonier up the gap in left center. Woo! Wow. Timely.
Amazing how fast it can turn. It's amazing.
Timely hitting. A hit batsman.
That was the key.
Yeah.
The hit batsman and then after being down 0-2.
And then the communication mistake by Dalton in playing the bunt.
Yep.
And then Manley makes a mistake. Two strikes. He's ahead of Cordonier. Grooves one. And Dylan blasts one. 385 from home plate. Into the power alley and deep center, left center, and all three runners scoot home.
It's called making your own break. Like I said, that George, or not George, actually, Monin was down 0-2, so you figured that should have been an out. Put off spot, that should have been an out. Now you hear you have nobody out and a big rally going. All by making breaks and making plays.
And Dylan Cordonier goes to the deepest part of the park with a long two-base hit. That ball was really walloped by Cordonier. 5-4, Rushi. Bottom of the fifth, still no one retired in the inning. Drew Sherman trying to plate another run with Cordonier out at second.
And then going into this inning, Manley looked like he was in control.
Yep, he was cruising. Dalton conferenced while Matt and I were talking. Brief meeting at the mound. Pitch on Sherman, strike, 1-1. Ball and a strike on Sherman. Rushi has taken the lead, 5-4 here in the bottom of the fifth. Slow curveball to Sherman, hit on a line, rifle to third, caught. Throw to second to attempt to double the runner. Cordonier back in time. That ball was laced hard right at the third baseman for Dalton Cole Geiser. He speared it shoulder high. And zipped a throw onto Gerber at second, but Cordonier alertly slid back in ahead of the throw. Here's Hunter Cohey looking at a changeup on the inside corner for a strike.
And Hunter is due.
Yes, he is.
He is due.
Rushi has rallied.
He walked in the first and struck out in the third. Sorry, Jack.
That's all right. Raiders have gone ahead of Dalton here in the fifth, 5-4. Pitch to Cohey, high foul, coming back toward the screen and just to the right of it. Cohey stands back in. Two strikes on him. One out. Runner at second. Rushi up a run. Cohey swings. It's a little looper. Short left center field. Kendall, the shortstop, retreats. Can't get it. Another run for the Raiders. Big single by Cohey.
It's a line drive in the scorebook.
Yep. If that were, excuse me, Matt, if that's a wooden bat, he snaps it.
Yes. Oh, yeah. It's going to the wood pile.
The pitch looked like it might have been low. Hunter was protecting the plate, reached down.
Right, with two strikes and just flicked it out there.
Just took a three-quarter swing and flared one to left center. Boy, that's a big add-on right there for Rushi, which has taken a 6-4 lead here in the bottom of the fifth. I got choked up with excitement. Couldn't get out the play-by-play for you. Here's a high pop to second. Kevin Dries skies one. Gerber, about 10 feet on the outfield grass for Dalton, makes the play for the second out. 6-4, Rushi, bottom of the fifth, two gone for the Raiders.
Jack, do you think, is it Manly throwing almost too many strikes?
Maybe so.
He's got 69 pitches now, 52 strikes.
And Rushi comes up there, first pitch swinging again. Pop up middle of the infield off the bat of Evan Monier. Shortstop Kando comes in from the shortstop position behind the mound, calls off the pitcher Manley, reaches up to spear it, inning over, but Rushi explodes for four. Raiders rally from a 4-2 deficit and take a 6-4 lead as we go to the sixth. It's getting late. Minster Wildcats waiting for the winner tomorrow at 4 in the state championship game in Division 4. Might note, Matt, that those two teams played back in the very first week of the regular season of baseball. What, end of March, first of April?
It would have been like the first Tuesday of the season, which would have been late March. And
meaningless game, really.
Yeah, Rushi had a league game the day before with Houston. It's basically your first non-league weekday game of the year because the season starts on a Saturday now. So, yeah, you're throwing. I think Rushi had the league game. I'm sure Minster probably had a MAC game shortly after. It's like you said, it's pretty much a meaningless first week game, and Rushi won 17-6.
A glorified scrimmage.
That counted.
Right.
Well, the question now is going to be, okay, Kohi is back out here.
Mm-hmm.
But Jack Dapor threw a lot of pitches down that bullpen in the last half inning. How long are they going to go with Hunter?
It's a tough call.
Especially with the pitch count.
Yeah,
because if you bring in Dapor and he throws 30-plus pitches, then he's unavailable for tomorrow.
You got to keep an eye on Hunter. Does he get ahead in the count? Does he get the first hitter retired?
That's why when they added on that run to go up 6-4, like you said, that was a big run.
Kohi,
now you have a little room to play.
Yeah, he's only given up two hits, correct?
Three,
I'm sorry, yes. Gave up a third in that last inning. And with the score 6-4, Rushi now on top. We start play in the sixth. It's very late. Here is a swing by the leadoff hitter for Dalton. And he lines one out into center field. Cordonier comes in. He's got to play it on a bounce. It's a single.
Cordonier was playing a little more toward left on that play, and the ball went a little more toward right. He had no choice but to play it on the hop.
Inning opening single for Mitchell Clark. He's had a good game. He hit that robust bases-clearing double to produce three earlier in the contest for Dalton. He's on at first. Tying run at the plate now. Cole Geiser, third baseman. Kohi in the stretch. Curveball low and outside. You can tell that Kohi is struggling.
71 pitches, 38 strikes.
You wonder if head coach Kevin Flippo has made a decision. Kohi is his man. No matter what happens, we've got no thrower in the Rushi bullpen at the moment. Dapor, as Matt noted, did work out in the previous inning. Runner on first goes. Here's a line drive to center field. Cordonier coming on. He can't get to it. Hit and run single. Runner on first. Scoots around second. Digs hard for third. Geiser, sharp single to center. And now Dalton's got the tying run at first. Go ahead, run at the plate. 6-4, Rushi, top of the sixth.
But there probably wouldn't be anyone throwing in the bullpen because his top two choices are out there on the field.
Right.
You got Dapor in right and Kearns at first.
Mm-hmm. That's a correct observation. But no movement in that Rushi dugout. It looks like Kevin Flippo, at least for the time being, Matt, has made up his mind. Here's the first pitch to Eric Summers, first baseman for Dalton. Strike on the outside corner at the knees.
Rushi really needs an out right here. Mm-hmm. If the guy from third scores, so be it.
Right. Kohi worked in and out of jams against Newark Catholic. Another similar situation for him right here. Low and away on a breaking ball. 1-1 on Summers. And Rushi will gladly take a sack fly, a force out at second. Kohi winding, pitching. And it's below the knees. Ball two. Kohi didn't like the call. He stares back in at the plate umpire. 2-1. Two on for Dalton. Nobody retired yet in the top of the sixth. Rushi up two. Kohi looks at his runners, throws. There's a ball hammered to center field. Right there, chest high at Cordonier, who picks it off. Runner on third scores. Boy, that ball was tattooed. It's a good thing it wasn't 10 or 15 feet either side of Dylan. It's up the gap, extra bases, and we're tied.
Yes, definitely. The Raiders will take that. Now if you can get out of the inning and still make it 6-5 and be in the home team, you're in good shape.
Austin Hershberger, right fielder, steps in. Runner at first for Dalton, 6-5, Rushi. Dalton gets a run. Strike called. Outside corner at the thighs. Rushi sponsors the Francis Schulte Company, Superior Aluminum, the Jewelry Barn. Thank you so much here on scoresbroadcast.com. All three on with us for the year coming up. Swing and a miss. That's a big strike. Two of them on Hershberger. Kohi winds, fires, breaking ball, slugged toward the mound. Kohi lost his glove, picked it up, got it, threw it, out at first base. Two gone.
Wow, what a play by Hunter Kohi on that one. It pretty much undressed him on the mound. And to have the presence to still get the out at first, it's amazing. It looks like Dalton will be going with a pinch hitter.
Well, the ball was tagged, and the speed of it back at Hunter just ripped the glove right off his hand. And he did find the baseball. It rolled a good 8 feet away from him. Nipped the runner at first. Runner on first, advanced to second. That's the tying run. Two down for Dalton. Top of the sixth inning. D.H. Colby Hildy steps in.
Actually, it'll be Chase Miller pinch hitting.
Chase Miller stepping in to pinch bat. Miller, a 3-12 hitter on the season. Runner at second. Two down for Dalton, which is down a run. Here's a curveball lifted short center field. Cordonier had him played perfectly. He's got it for the out. Humpback liner. Tell you what, Matt, on the cleanup hitter, that's a base hit. It falls in front of Dylan. But on the pinch hitter, Dylan was cheating in. That is a huge out. Rushi survives the fifth with the lead. We'll hear from LaCal Equipment, located in Jackson Center, in a second. Rushi leading. Bottom of the sixth coming up. Raiders need an insurance marker. Ahead 6-5 on scoresbroadcast.com.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center markets in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
This is Jack Kramer with Matt Zerker, pinch hitting for Chuck McBee today from Huntington Park in Columbus. Our second Division IV state semifinal game. Rushi clings to a one-run lead over Dalton, 6-5, bottom of the sixth inning. Matt, my phone's lighting up. Texts, emails from everyone. Jeff Bray down in South Carolina has been in the car listening via his phone all day long. High pop foul off the bat of the Rushi hitter. Caught in the coaching box by Summers. The first baseman for Dalton, one away. Yeah, Jeff Bray tuned in. A number of people driving around on this beautiful day all over the country, including West Central Ohio, of course, tuned in to scoresbroadcast.com. Here's a text. How many pitches has Hunter thrown so far? What, 80-some?
Let's see. Right now, he is at 81.
I thought I was in the ballpark. Well, after a foul pop, one hitter for Rushi retired in the bottom of the sixth. A strike on the next man, who hits a humpback liner short center field. Coming on the Dalton center fielder, he's got to play it on two bounces. It's a base hit. Up, Dion Putoff puts one right where the Dalton defense is not located.
Actually, that was Clay George.
I'm sorry, Clay George. Number one, not 11, Putoff. My eyesight's failing me. Good base hit by George. Here's Trenton Monin stepping in. Daypore had fouled out. George with the bloop to center.
And it was Clay George that started the rally last inning.
Uh-huh.
Will he be the start of another one? And once again, Jack Daypore throwing in the Rushi bullpen.
Yep, and I think that's meaningful at this point. Here's a bunt, third base side. Third baseman Geiser comes in, fields, throws to first. Summers goes into foul ground, catches, hangs on, collision, out at first base.
Excellent play at first. That was not a very good throw. Like I said, throwing into the bag and into the runner. First baseman did an outstanding job hanging on to the ball and recording the out.
Rushi does advance the runner to second with two away. And now the Raiders need a two-out single to stretch the lead back out to two.
Shortstop, number 11, Dion Putoff.
Bottom of the sixth inning.
This would sure be a big run if Rushi can get it.
Oh, would it ever. And you got Daypore, the fireman reliever in the bullpen, and it looks like he means business down there right now, Matt.
He was throwing quite a bit the last inning, and I agree with you. I think the leash is going to be very short for Hunter Kirby in the seventh, especially when you think that Daypore can wrap it up under 30 pitches.
Right. Up Summers, the first baseman for Dalton, who was spun around on that collision down at first, is being checked out by Dalton's athletic trainer. The Raiders, when play resumes, have a runner at second with two down here in the bottom of the sixth, leading 6-5. It has been a back-and-forth topsy-turvy game. 11 runs put on the board here in this second D4 semifinal. Minster defeated Toronto 3-0 in game one, scoring three unearned in the first. Rushi jumped out 2-0 in this game, then trailed 4-2, overcame Dalton to lead 6-4. Dalton scratched back to get a run in the top of the sixth to make it 6-5. Rushi's got two down, one on, bottom of the sixth. First pitch is strike. Second pitch, swing and a miss. Good cut, but put off. Runner at second, gets a hefty lead. He's coming to third, throw in the dirt. Ball fired to third, not nearly in time. No chance. I could see that one coming. Pitch was ruled a ball, 2-1 on putoff. And now a pass ball, a wild pitch. We've seen those here today. Could generate another run. Putoff needs to find an open spot somewhere in the green. In front or between the outfielders. Foul off to the right.
He's fast enough. An infield hit might do the trick.
Exactly. He can dribble one to short and beat it out in a heartbeat. Runner at third. Two-strike pitch to put off.
That's trouble.
Oh, it's bounced towards second. Second baseman gobbles it up, throws to first base. Ooh, he's out. Quarter step. No more than that. Woo. Umpire got it right, though. Good call. Putoff nipped at first. He hit that dribbler. Had it been to short, he's home free. It went to second, though, and he was nailed at first base just by a scant margin. So we go to the top of the seventh. Rushi hangs on. 6-5 lead. Minster awaits state championship tomorrow. Spectrum TV will cover it statewide. The OHSA Radio Network will have it as well. We will not be able to cover the game tomorrow on scoresbroadcast.com. I have had a four-month planned wedding meeting tomorrow. And it's one of those things where you take care of family first.
That's right.
Yep. And would you believe it, Matt? Guess who's on the mound, Hunter Cohey.
Dalton has 9-1-2 up. I think if they get a runner on, we might see a chance.
Uh-huh. And, of course, we thought that a couple times late in the Newark Catholic game. Now, Hunter in that one steamrolled, though, late as he went through the 6th and 7th against the Irish. 1-2-3, 1-2-3. It's not been the case in the late innings here against Dalton. Hunter Cohey and Rushi on top, 6-5, top of the 7th. Raiders 3 outs away from a state championship berth against Minster. Cohey starts off the first batter in the top of the 7th with a ball up and in. One ball, no strikes on Derek Gerber, the second baseman, top of the order on deck. Looping fly ball, right field line, foul, out of play. What's Gerber done so far today? Is he the young man who hit the single to right field and was nailed at first base?
Yes, and then he also grounded out 4-3, so likes to go to the right side.
Actually, it was not a single because he was retired, but Rushi was cheating so much on him in the outfield. He was nailed at first in a line drive single to right earlier in this game. Cohey throws a high strike, swung on, and missed. Coming up empty is Gerber.
And Daypore is playing a short right field again.
Uh-huh. One ball, two strike count on Gerber. Back in the box. Cohey's got the signal from Dries. Winds, fires, low and away. Hunter might have overthrown that one just a tad. Two balls, two strikes. Dalton needs a run to force Rushi to bat in the bottom of the 7th. Cohey whips into action. Looping liner right field. Daypore off and running into the corner. Can't get it. All the way to the 318 marker. Gerber turns second. He's got an easy triple. Ball gets away from Rushi behind second base. Runner stops at third. Tying run for Dalton. 90 feet away. The nine hitter for Dalton slices a triple down the right field line. Off and running with Daypore. He was cheating on him a bit too much. He reached up with the left hand as he was skipping off toward the foul line. Missed it by a foot or so, and the ball rolled steadily all the way to the 318 sign at the base of the foul pole. Runner at third for Dalton, tying run. And we turn over the page. Top of the order steps in for Dalton. No one out. Runner at third. 6-5 game. Pitch upstairs. High. Cohey had gotten a strike. Inside corner. Then threw one out of the zone. 1-1 count is a pitch from Cohey. Yes. Outside corner at the belt. A good one. 1-2. Now Hunter's ahead in the count. He can throw whatever he wants right here to the Dalton leadoff hitter. Low and away, 2-2. Good play by Dries. Boy, he had a big web in that catcher's mitt. He needed every
bit of it to save a wild catch on that one.
Every thread. Or that one gets away and we're tied. 2-2 pitch to Candle. Slow curveball foul to the screen. We are in the 7th. Rushi 6, Dalton 5. A leadoff triple by Gerber down the right field line. The number 9 hitter for Dalton. And that has posed a serious threat. Here's a high foul out of play to the right. Count remains 2-2. No out for Dalton. We're in the 7th. Rushi leading by a run. Into the stretch, Cohey looks at third. Pitches to Candle. Slow curveball way out of the zone up top. Kupko, he has run out of pitches. 3-2 here on Candle, the shortstop. Runner at third leads. Cohey fires way outside and low. He lost it. Runners on the corners for Dalton. Go ahead, run at first. Tying run at third. And here comes Kevin Flippo to the mound. Give Dalton a lot of credit. Big base knock by Gerber to start the 7th inning. He hit an outside fastball where it was pitched. Hummed one down the right field line for a triple. if you were Rushi, two bases a lot better than just than three, because he's only 90 feet away from where he can score on a sack fly. And this is Daypour on to pitch now for Rushi, right, Matt?
Yes. Daypour will pitch, and looks like Hunter Cohey will go to first. And then it also looks like that Clay George will go to right, and Daniel Kearns will be out of the game.
Yep, those are the standard switches head coach Kevin Flippo makes when Daypour goes to the mound. Well, Rushi needs a strikeout, a pop out, a very short fly out, something that prevents the runner on third from advancing home. Will be interesting to see what kind of a play Dalton may have on here with the runner at first. First and third, nobody out. Do you desire that run so much from third that you get your runner on first hung up between first and second?
Probably not with nobody out.
I don't think the Raiders will fall for that. We saw an attempt at pulling that off in the regional, and the defensive team didn't buy it. Just threw the ball back to the mound and let the runner walk on to second base eventually.
I think with 2-3-4 coming up here for Dalton, I think they're going to rely on their hitters.
Yep. Kenton Troyer, the left fielder, steps in. What's he done on the day, Matt? He's a fine hitter.
He is 1-for-2 on the day. Fly ball to center, walked, and then had a double in the fifth.
He's now hitting over 300 on the year for the 16-11 Dalton team. Bats from the right side against Daypour. Cohey holds the runner at first. Infield at double play depth in the middle for Rushi. Sherman up at third. And Troyer steps out of the box for a moment. First and third for Dalton. No one out. Top of the seventh. Rushi up a run, 6-5. Daypour into the stretch. Throw to first base. Oh, I think he got him. Oh, he's safe. Perhaps wishful thinking on my part. My, was it close indeed.
You and the Rushi fans all thought so.
Ooh.
That would have been a huge out.
Well, that was no better than same time. Hand hit the bag when the glove hit the hand. First pitch to the hitter. Oh, it's a suicide squeeze. It works beautifully. Rolls to the right side, through the hole, deep on the infield. Rushi's right fielder, George, comes in to retrieve it, and Dalton's tied the game, and now his runners at first and second. Beautifully executed bunt on the first pitch to Troyer in this at-bat, and there was nothing Rushi could do about it. You've got to get ahead in the count if you're the pitcher. You've got to throw a strike. And Dalton...
I was really surprised they did that on the first pitch, but it was done to perfection.
Dalton executed. Element of surprise on pitch number one. Game tied at 6. Go ahead, run at second.
I'm actually surprised that they're not bunting again.
Still no outs. Alex Alger, the catcher, swings and misses on a Daypour off-speed pitch. Daypour again. High pop. Foul territory. Left of home plate. Good hustle in by Sherman. Yes, Sherman makes the catch. Drew Sherman, a dandy. Woo! It looked at first like Kevin Dries was drawing a beat on it, and I think Sherman called him off. He came running down, had the better angle coming in from third base.
Definitely his ball on that play.
Right where the dugout meets the stands. He was leaning over a foot or so. That's a huge out. One out for Dalton, first and second still.
Big batter right here. They haven't got him out yet today.
Six all tie. Mitchell Clark has been a thorn in Rushi's side. High with a change. Ball one. Outfield deep around to the left for Clark. He had the bases clearing two-bagger. Earlier in this game for Dalton, it drove home three and gave Dalton a 4-2 lead. There's a line drive up the middle. Bouncing near the bag, feel it at second, touch of the bag, double play at first. Rushi turns it. Woo! Wow, was that ever nicely done? Monier got it one hop near the bag, backhanded, towed the bag, wheeled to first, nipped him by a step and a half.
That's why I thought they should have bunted. You bunt there at second and third.
Yeah.
It's a run.
Yeah, the ball was seemed like coming off the bat. It was hit harder than it really was. Couldn't get through the infield. Fine play by Monier near the bag at second. And it was perfectly placed for a cinch double play. And that was made to order for Rushi. So Daypour comes in. Dalton does get the run on the suicide squeeze that was beautifully executed. But then Rushi gets out of a two-on, no-out jam without further damage. And we're 6-6 going to the bottom of the seventh.
Yeah, you really couldn't ask for much more if you're Rushi on that. Yeah, it would have been nice to get out of it with no runs and get the win, but that might have been a little much to ask when you had a leadoff triple.
We're in the bottom of the seventh. We've only played an hour and a half. It's been a briskly played game. We've had some short at-bats, some quick innings. Also had 12 runs in this game.
And if you're Rushi, you've got the people up you want to have up here in the bottom of the seventh. You have Cordonier, Sherman, and Covey. And all you need to get is a run.
Dylan Cordonier has hit the ball hard.
It looks like there's a new pitcher for Dalton.
Yep. And I think it is the catcher, Alger?
Yes.
Alex Alger, the catcher, is on in place of Manley. As we start playing Rushi's bottom of the seventh inning with the game tied at sixth. 6-6 tie. Boy, the last two outs recorded by Rushi against Dalton in the top of the seventh inning were the result of a double play. A ball hit hard by the batter over the mound. Monier shading that way at second base for Rushi. Got the ball near the bag on the second hop. Taylor made, and Rushi turned it. A pop-out proceeded. Fine play by Sherman coming down from third to catch the tiring pop near the end of the dugout. And now Dylan Cordonier starts off the bottom of the seventh for Rushi in a tie game. At stake, a berth in the state finals at 4 tomorrow against Minster. Alger winding, pitching, strike called on the outside corner to Cordonier. A run wins it here for the home team. Tied at 6, bottom of the 7th. Cordonier swings late, fouls to the screen, 0-2. Looks like Alger's got some hop on it right now. A 6-6 tie. Dalton coming back from down 6-4. In the top of the sixth, single runs in the last two innings. Cordonier, late swing, bounding ball toward first, foul ground. Summers in the coaching box gets it. Still a count of 0-2 on Dylan. It has been an exciting game. 12 runners have come home. Each team has had leads. Fisher Cordonier, line drive, right center field. Nobody's going to get that one. Center fielder for Dalton roams to his left. Scooped up on about the fourth hop by Mitchell Clark. Cordonier on to start the bottom of the seventh.
That kid has had three amazing games
the
last 2 weeks.
Everything on the barrel. And he hits it where it's pitched. Left center, center, right center. Open stance at the plate for Sherman. Cordonier at first. Sherman bunts out in front of the plate. Pitcher's got no choice but to go to first. Throws wide. Summers gets it in the webbing. Keeps the toe on. Sherman edged at first base by a step. Cordonier, the winning run at second. And guess who steps in? Number 6. Hunter Cohey.
Had a base hit, little flare the last time up the left. Raiders would take another one of those right now.
Cohey's double was the game winner against Newark Catholic in the regional championship. Cohey takes low below the knees for a ball.
Wild pitch right there would have been nice too.
Yes. Outfield has to respect Cohey's power. A lot of room in front of the left and center fielders. Here's the one ball pitch to Cohees. Looked like a strike. Nope, ruled inside. Just off the corner. Dalton pitcher didn't care for the call. 0-2 on Cohee. And the Dalton manager, interestingly, steps up out of the dugout. And he signals, we're going to award Cohee first base. Head coach Scott Huth says, we're not pitching to Hunter Cohee.
Not with 2-0. I agree with that move.
Sets up the double play, one out. Swing, high foul pop, right side, headed toward the dugout and behind it. Out of play into the Rushi crowd. No balls and a strike on Kevin Drees.
Make this lower part of the order begin.
What's he done today for Rushi?
He is 1-for-3. He had a single in the first, ground out to second, and popped out to second.
Open stance for Drees. They set up on the outside corner. He hits a hard ground ball toward third. Muppet, the third baseman, dropped it, picked it up, through to Summers. Got him at first base by a step or two. Third baseman was in shallow. Had it pop in the glove and pop out. Quick recovery, though. Good hustle play by the third baseman for Dalton, Cole Geiser. And now Rushi's got runners at second and third with two away. Still the game winner. Now 90 feet closer. And this is an enormous bat for Evan Bonnier. First base open. Outfield and left and center not cheating in for Evan. A lot of room beyond the infield. Pitch a ball inside. Fastball 1-0. Winning run at third. Tie game at 6. Bottom of the 7th. Two out for Rushi. Dalton made it 6-5 with a run in the 6th. Tied it in the 7th. Pitch to Monier. Swing it a low inside. Fastball and a miss. Heck of a game. Well, we've seen Rushi play some real good ones in the regional and here at the state. The pitcher, Alger, stretching, throws plateward low below the knees. Scoreboard makes an adjustment and correctly reads 2-1. 2-1 on the Rushi batter. Evan Monier wiggles the bat back and forth. Pitch to him. Swing, hard ground ball, first base side, rolling foul. Near the bag, it sliced off to the right. Summers fielded it about 10 feet behind the bag, and the count is 2-2. And everyone here at Huntington Park, Dalton crowd, Rushi crowd, the neutral fans, all on their feet. They have seen a splendid game. Rushi wants to end it right here. Second and third, two out, 2-2 pitch. Monier swinging a high foul out of play to the right. Still 2-2. Tension, tension, tension. It mounts. Outfield for Dalton, pretty deep in left and center. Pitch to Monier in the dirt. He looks at it. Ball three. Counts run full now. 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, 3-2 on Monier. Daypour on deck. Does Alger split the heart of the plate with a 3-2 pitch? The throw to Monier. Line drive, center field, over second base. Falling safely in front of the center fielder. Base hit. Game over. Monier. A clutch two-out base wrap to center. And Rushi has edged Dalton 7-6 in the bottom of the 7th.
And what was interesting on that play, Hunter Cohee stood at second the whole time. He didn't get off the bag or anything on that last hit. Which was probably a very smart move, because what if he gets thrown out at third?
Right.
why not stay? His, he doesn't mean anything.
Exactly.
So he stood on the bag, made sure he was safe, and the winning run comes in to score.
Yeah, good point. And I'm sure the astute high school coaches instruct that, teach it at so many of the programs around the state. Yeah, you don't want to wander off second and get,
have a funny out before the run scores.
Exactly. Get tagged out between second and third. It's a timing play. If you're out somehow, some way, before that runner on third gets home, no run, inning over. But a big-time crucial hit by Evan Monier. He spanked a single to center with runners at second and third and two out here in the bottom of the seventh inning. It was a 3-2 pitch. Alger threw a strike right down the middle, and Monier took care of it, lacing it to center, and Rushi is victorious, and it's a Rushi-Minster state championship game tomorrow at 4. Well, thanks so much to our Rushi game sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, the Francis Schulze Company, and Superior Aluminum in Rushi. Gratitude to them. Thank you so much. And the Jewelry Barn on the web with us new here on scoresbroadcast.com. On for the next year. The Jewelry Barn, 2399 Rushi Versailles Road. They jumped on board with us just in the nick of time as we produce a winner from here at Huntington Park in Columbus. Rushi triumphs over Dalton by a score of 7-6 on a two-out, one-run single by Evan Monier in the last half of the seventh inning. Doesn't get any better, no more exciting than this, Matt.
Oh, we've had two great games today. Great, great games.
Sets the stage for a rematch. Rushi-Minster, two fine high school baseball programs, just a short distance apart, but sent to different regions. And as a result, they hook up in the state finals tomorrow.
I don't think it'll be 17-6 this time around.
No, that was the score of the first game, played back in a cold, wintry-like day late in March, when Rushi defeated Minster. Both teams trying to find themselves, their pitchers, in a meaningless glorified scrimmage, which, as you said, counted in the record book for this season. But don't hang your hat on that game at all. Two teams playing their best ball of the year, and it'll boil down to who outpitches who.
So this will be the second time that Rushi will face a MAC team in the state final.
Exactly.
They played Delta St. John's in the 0-2 Division 4 final for boys basketball and over here at Ohio State.
And Hite, Brink, and Kearns, no doubt, two left-handers tomorrow in the game, Minster versus Rushi.
Yes.
Again, gratitude to the Jewelry Barn. They brought the Raiders good luck. The Jewelry Barn jumps on board and cheers on Rushi to a victory. Thank you, Jolene, Chris, and Rachel at the Jewelry Barn. The best in custom jewelry and jewelry repair. They carry a wide variety of fine jewelry at the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, 2399 Rushi Versailles Road. In diamond grading and color stone grading, the Jewelry Barn is Gemology Institute of America certified. And that means a lot. They offer ear piercing, batteries for watches, appraisals, free jewelry inspection. All repairs done in the store, the Jewelry Barn on the web, jewelrybarnusa.com, located east of Rushi on Rushi Versailles Road. If you've gotten to Superior on the right, if you reach Superior Aluminum, you've gone too far. The Jewelry Barn, east of Rushi, on board with us here on scoresbroadcast.com. Thank you so much. Exciting game, a thriller. 7-6, Rushi nips Dalton here in the bottom of the seventh inning. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, LaCalle Equipment in Jackson Center, Sydney and Troy Body Car Star, the U.S. Bank, 29 locations in the region, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. These additional underwriting sponsors, Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, Pemberton Jackson Center and New Knoxville, generation after generation of great service. The Bluffton University MBA program, finishing 2 years ago a night a week. Brookins in Fort Loramie, no good eating place quite like Brookins. In fact, we'll hear from Brookins momentarily here, Matt. Then we'll come back provide a summary for the game, and deliver our Clancy Star or Stars of the Game. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. The Clancy's in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. Frisch is in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his best shot. The in-between, just south of Botkins. The food's not in-between, it's out of this world. Primary Eye Care Associates, Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Healthy vision for a lifetime. Focus on primaryeyecare.org. The motto, healthy vision for a lifetime at Primary Eye Care. Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, vets helping vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. On the web, facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital, fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495 for Sydney Car Care. Again, in Rushi, the Francis Schultz, Francis, easy for me to say, I'm so excited. The Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum in Rushi, and the Jewelry Barn in Rushi as well, and in Anna, the Adams Tech Solutions, on-time high-tech computer solutions, plus customized promotional items, like T-shirts, mugs, and pens, and Wells Brothers, Inc. in Anna, which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. Well, we'll hear from Primary Eye Care, return momentarily, sum up the game won by Rushi 7-6, setting the stage for Rushi Minster D4 state title tomorrow. 7-6, Raiders pull it out in the 7th here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health exam periodically, even if no symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates for their first exam between 6 and 12 months of age. This visit is free of charge through a special public health program called Infant C.
Dr. Karen Fortman is one of 8 outstanding doctors of optometry at Primary Eye Care Associates.
And we want to ensure that school-age children have normal visual development, too. They must meet the demands of the classroom and the activities and sports that they play.
For your convenience, no matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org. Brookins in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at brookins-usa.com. That's Brookins, brookins-usa.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Matt Zerker back here at Huntington Park in Columbus. A jubilant cheering section still for Rushi down to a right. Raiders triumphant in exciting fashion, entertaining game. It was a thriller. Rushi 7 and Dalton 6. Evan Monier clouts a single to center with runners at second and third. Game tied, 6-6, bottom of the 7th. And that's a game-winning base knock to center field by Monier. I was commenting during the at-bat, leading up to that 3-2 pitch, Matt, how the outfield for Dalton, surprisingly to me, was pretty deep. You've got to choke off that short single. You've got to catch the short ball in the outfield. If anything falls in at all, you're defeated. And I don't know that that ball could have been caught in center and the center fielder been up forward. Monier laced it pretty good. That's a base hit Evan Monier will remember for a long, long time to come.
Evan Monier and the whole town of Rushing. That's for sure.
Who are the winners of our Clancy's Awards here today?
Well, we went with two in the first game,
yep.
And I'd like to go with two again today in this one. Obviously, Dylan Cordonnier going 3-for-4, 3 RBIs, 3 runs scored.
Mm-hmm.
Made some nice plays in center field, kind of helped out the pitching, kind of probably saved a couple runs here and there with his play in center field. I think he needs to be recognized. And I might go also with Jack Dayport to come in that situation that he did in the seventh and to hold them just to scoring the tying run.
Sure.
And to set up that win there at the end. Also, and it might be kind of forgot with all that's went on, that double play that he had in right field in a game like this, and I think Dalton actually ended up getting a run or two. I think that was the inning they scored their three.
Right.
Because it was two out. Nobody. That's another run he saved.
Let's make it a third. Evan Monier turns the double play at second.
In the top of the seventh to set the stage.
And then he gets the game-winning base hit in the bottom of the inning.
So I'm all for that.
We'll go for three. Jack Dayport, Evan Monier, Dylan Cordonnier, stars of the game, brought to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
So it was a seesaw game back and forth. Rushi had the first two-run lead, 2-0. Then Dalton went ahead 4-2. Rushi seized the lead 6-4. Dalton drew even at 6. And Rushi wins it on the Monier single to center with two out in the bottom of the seventh. Raiders 7, Dalton 6. Rushi now advancing to a mark.
Rushi had Dalton right where they wanted him.
Yeah.
In these three games, Rushi has been down 2 runs.
You're right.
Every time.
Exactly. Yeah.
They were down
4-2 to Fort Laramie.
Down 2-0 to Newark Catholic.
Uh-huh.
And now down 4-2 again today to Dalton.
Oh, the comeback kids.
Yeah.
The Rushi Raiders rally again. The rallying Raiders. And is there one more left for Rushi, or will Minster stop the Raiders tomorrow at 4? Again, we will not cover on scoresbroadcast.com. Spectrum TV will have it statewide. The game will also be on the OHSAA radio network. Matt, have thoroughly enjoyed it. Chuck McBee at work on this Friday, 8 to 5, maybe a few hours beyond 5, could not be with us. Chuck has given us 8 years, I think, now. It's been a blast, and we'll return in late August with high school football. But a lot of fun, great weather, terrific game, both games very entertaining, exciting. And the Rushi Raiders and the Minster Wildcats are both hot, both playing their best ball of the year. And how fitting it is that two programs so close geographically wind up getting split, going to different regions, and they reunite here in the state championship game, meeting for the second time this season.
Yeah, it's very unusual. The last, how many years has it been? It's always been the Northwest team that's come down.
Yes.
And now, but this year, because there were two districts in the Central.
Right.
One had to go toward Toronto's way, and the other one came over to Springfield. Otherwise, it would have been a normal year. Minster and Rushi might have met in the region.
Yeah, the last two years now, the MAC has not sent a team to the Springfield region. The Springfield region has been fed by a fourth team from the Central District over in Columbus and not the Northwest District. They stayed home, did the Northwest District winner, Minster, and played in that region up there. Thus, it's fitting, we've got the Minster-Rushi final.
Before we sign off, Jack, let's go over the totals here real quick.
Yes, summary of the game, hits, errors, left on base.
You're right. For the Dalton Bulldogs, we have 6 runs on 7 hits with no errors. They left 4. For the Rushi Raiders, 7 runs on 10 hits, 1 error, and 4 left on. That one error has been the lowest of these 3 games so far. But the error really didn't affect anything because the run from third scored, and on the next play, it was a double play
right to
end the inning. The Rushi defense, definitely by far the best that they've played in these 3 games at the regional and state level.
No question. And Rushi, anything short of that defensively today, and Rushi's probably beaten.
Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. They turned, 2 double plays. They had the play from Daypour to first, and then the double play there in the top of the 7th. And the defense definitely was a lot better today, and you're probably right. That's probably the reason why the Rushi Raiders are going to the state finals.
Dalton finishes 16-12. Rushi with the victory now 24-6. Minster's earlier win today makes Minster 24-7. Those two programs combined lost 13 games this year. That shows you the quality of high school baseball in West Central Ohio. And the importance, the meaning of a strong schedule and strong league throughout the year.
Yeah, it's a lot of similar opponents, and those opponents should be happy today that they helped prepare these two teams for these two games today.
That's a way to look at it. Yep.
Yes. And there is. There's a lot of league pride. I think there is. There's a lot of league pride with the MAC and the Shelby County Athletic League. And that pride is even more shown here today.
Well, the wins by Minster over Toronto and by Rushi over Dalton conclude our 2016-2017 broadcast season here on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We ran down our entire array of sponsors just a few minutes ago. Any potential advertisers out there, if you are interested in being a part of scoresbroadcast.com, the listeners just keep going up, up, and up. We have become the radio on your phone. Just email me, jreed, J-R-E-E-D, Kramer, K-R-A-M-E-R, jreedkramer@gmail.com, or call 937-654-7773, 654-7773. We have a passion for this. Chuck, Matt, and I, we just love it. We enjoy doing it. We like being a part of high school sports and education as well in the Upper Miami Valley. We certainly don't do it to get rich. We break even. We generate enough funds to cover our hosting and website management and also to get around to the places we've got to go to cover the games. But if you're interested in marketing with us, let us know. Again, for Chuck McBee, as I said a few minutes ago, and for Matt Zerker alongside Jack Kramer, saying good afternoon from here at Huntington Park in Columbus, where Minster has defeated Toronto 3-0, and Rushi has downed Dalton 7-6, setting the stage for a Minster-Rushi state championship game tomorrow at 4. Jack Kramer signing off. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.